The Green Bay Treatment Center Libertas has treated kids for substance abuse for 17 years. Program director Patrick Ryan says most of his adolescent patients are being treated for alcohol abuse or for marijuana and other street drugs. But he says in the last year, more kids are showing dependency on things like OxyContin.
Correspondingly, there have been a number of drugstore robberies in the area in the last few months in which OxyContin has been the item that's been stolen. So it's becoming more of an issue in the treatment field and treatment area and in law enforcement.
Ryan is inviting parents to a meeting Monday night where they can learn more about symptoms to watch out for. As with other substance abuse, Ryan says, kids may show changes in behavior, falling grades, and new mysterious friends. He says drugs like OxyContin may be in family members' medicine cabinets. And even though the drug is designed to be a timed-release painkiller, addicts amplify its effects by chewing or crushing it.
And then if it's swallowed or snorted, there's a more immediate high, and this also can be dangerous. It can cause very serious health problems, too.
Representatives from law enforcement will be at the meeting. So will an insurance agent to describe the liability issues parents could face if their teenager is abusing prescription drugs. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.